Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Ladies, hear me on this. Don't emasculate your man with these couples costumes. I mean, some of them are cool, but some of them are just taking his balls right off.
Shouldn't you be happy that I have a Halloween party suggestion for us? Like, you don't have to do any thinking.
I know. I bought it for you off Amazon.
I mean, you
ain't got to lift a finger.
I'm not saying that I'm totally against the idea. There are just some that are more emasculating than others. And I'm just saying, be sensitive to that.
So, for sure. My husband and I, we've been together for 17 years. We've been married for 6. We have a 2.5-year-old. We're doing a family costume while we can do family costumes because, you know, this is...
That's different. Couples and family costumes are different.
Okay.
You can sell out more as a man.
Okay, perfect.
In that case. It's not emasculating. It's sweet.
If it's for the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Bart riding an inflatable dinosaur, that's sweet.
That's sweet.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's funny.
He wasn't, let me be honest. I showed him when I got him. He wasn't super thrilled about it, but he's like, whatever.
Like way back in the day, my ex-wife asked me if I wanted to do a Raggedy Ann and Andy Halloween costume.
As a couple?
Yeah, as a couple. I'm like, I mean, we had just started going out, and I was already thinking about divorce.
I don't see you as a Raggedy Andy.
That's emasculating right there. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
It's really bad, right?
Yeah.
Okay? So, Abby, you want to read this one? Because here they are now. It's a brand new couple, and when you ask to do a couple's costume, you're making a couple of statements to the dude that you're dating. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay. My friend's annual Halloween party is next weekend. It's a huge party that we all look forward to every year. All my friends, along with their significant others, will be there. This is the first year where I won't be there alone because the guy I'm seeing is coming with me.
Yes.
I've always been jealous of all my friends and their cute couples costumes. So I really would like to be able to finally participate, but I'm not sure if it's too soon for that. We've only been dating 2 weeks. Could it potentially scare him off? I don't want to come across as too forward or pushy. I'm just super excited about the idea. So here are my questions for you all. Is it too soon to propose a couple's costume idea after just a couple weeks of dating? If so, how long should I wait before bringing up the idea of doing a couple's costume in the future, if not for this Halloween? Is there a costume I could propose that is like a couple's costume but might not scare him off? Thanks for the opinions, Peyton.
This is so easy. I don't think it's... If you are going to a Halloween party together as a couple, I see nothing wrong, no matter how long you've been dating, bringing up the idea of doing a couple's costume.
Even 2 weeks. Absolutely not.
No, but you have to, whatever you propose has to be super, super simple. Like, get him a Travis Kelce jersey and he goes as Travis Kelce and you go as Taylor Swift.
Okay, maybe.
Make it something super simple like that.
Here's the thing. You do not propose it as a couple's costume because the word couple is probably going to scare him off. He's going to go running. Mm-hmm. All you have to say is, hey, you know that party we're going to next weekend at so-and-so's house? Do you want to coordinate? Boom.
Coordinate. That's being Jedi mind tricked right there.
I'm not mad at that. That was my first thought, was you find a way to where the conversation goes into us having a couple's costume. But after 2 weeks, you don't just come out and say we going as a couple. That would scare me off.
Okay, so we're not going to say couple's costume. Mm-hmm. We're going to say coordinated costumes.
Yes, and maybe you throw out a couple ideas. Like, I think the Travis Kelce one, Taylor Swift one is so easy. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, I'll get you a Chiefs jersey off Amazon. You good with that?
Okay.
And then they show up.
That's your guy's voice right there.
That's it.
He's not even going to say, okay, he's just going to be like, And then he's going to beat his chest like, we give men so much credit on the show.
Oh, man, gotta love it.
You also have the advantage if you guys are only going out with each other for 2 weeks that he wants to get in your pants so badly that he's probably eager to say yes to a couple's costume, but you just can't phrase it that way.
Oh, but is it bad if you do a coordinated costume with a couple that's romantically linked? You know what I'm saying? Because Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are dating. So should you do more of a costume that's like mayonnaise and mustard?
Seemingly ranch.
I don't think that matters.
See initial conversation about emasculating.
What?
You're going to ask me to be mayonnaise as our couple?
Well, okay.
I think I'd rather be Travis Kelce.
Okay, or maybe like... Okay, so
magic
strange.
Mayonnaise?
Well, okay, what if she is... Like, you're Batman and she's Robin. Like, that's not a romantic... Like, romantic... couple Mm-mm. that you're being. Like you wouldn't want to be Cleopatra and Mark Anthony.
I don't like it.
You don't like what?
I just think it, even the Travis and Taylor one, that one feels different to me than all those historical ones you're talking about. Right.
I feel like if you go with Abby's plan of what you think we should wear or how you think we should approach the party, should we coordinate, is perfect because his reaction to that will tell you exactly how to move forward from there.
And I said Mark Anthony, but I meant to say Mark Anthony. Those are two very different people. As soon as I said it, I was like, my husband's going to tell me about this when I get home.
The Bird Show.